God is holding back his divine anger. God is holding back his divine anger. He is waiting and hoping that his children will return to him. He is causing all kinds of tragedies in order to wake us up to reality. Will the lazy never realize? Will the frolickers never leave their illusions? Will the righteous never come back? Will the Creator have to destroy them all? Mashiach is waiting for the signal to enter, but we are keeping him from coming. Every day that we waste will make his arrival harder. Wake up! Wake up! Jews, come out of your stupor. Your time is almost at an end. Pick yourselves up. Crush your false idols. Empty your cinemas of lies. Discard all your materialistic junk. Trample your intellectual pursuits. Strip yourself of ego and approach your Maker with nothing but love. You Jews who arrogantly defy your Maker and obstinately oppose him, beware. If you do not do tshuva now, you will be wiped out of existence. Your counterforce cannot exist together with the all-powerful force of creation. To the lazy, you too are in mortal danger. You slipped into the comforts of life, ignoring your soul's needs and the mitzvahs of your Maker. If you don't run after the truth with all your might, you too will have a sorry end. To the religious, check your deeds with careful scrutiny, then do tshuva with all your heart. You also have an obligation to bring back lost Jewish souls. To the non-observant Jews, ignorance will not be an accepted excuse on the Day of Judgment. You must also seek truth. God is Creator and ruler of the world. His way is all good and love to his creations. His creations cannot decide what is best. Only his derech will prevail. Go to your synagogues and pray that your stubbornness will not prevent you from reaching the delights of his divine truth. Let me describe in a way that most human beings can understand the great reward given to the tzaddikim. Each soul will be given his own place in the heavenly dwelling. Each soul will bask in the divine light, which is the utmost pleasure in existence. The greater the soul, the closer it will be to the divine light. The godly light is Torah, and those souls that searched out God's truth in Torah and mitzvahs during their lifetimes, or supported such a search, will be able to reap the greatest pleasure, men and women alike. One last plea before I close. Jews, beloved of your Maker, his chosen people, his bride in the desert, his cherished children, come back to your Father and live.